Their paths crossed like two hot wires.
We are just about the friendliest folks you would ever want to meet.
That's Bonnie.
I'm sorry, I was looking for Maud.
Everyone has the right to make an ass out of themselves. You can't let the world judge you too much.
That woman! She took my car!
This is a Bon Bon from Bonnie and Maud, the film podcast.
A little something extra.
What is it about blondes? What is it about hair?
Blondes versus brunettes. In The Birds, it's Annie versus Melanie. And like, I just hate that trope so much.
This is a personal fetish for him too, though, is the thing. Like, he had a thing for the same way that the film writer David Thompson has this weird obsession with Nicole Kidman. Alfred Hitchcock has this weird obsession with blondes. Like, it's like a fetish thing for him. Mm-hmm. And he has this very ideal vision of a blonde that I don't even think is necessarily part of the American culture. Maybe it's more of an English thing, I don't know. Of his ideal was this icy blonde who's very proper in public, and then you get into a taxi cab with her, and she rips your pants off because she's inside as this beating passion that she only shows in private with you, that she's chosen to do it with. And that's his ideal, and it's such a and he was very disdainful of like the Marilyn Monroe type, mm-hmm. who's very overtly sexual
on the outside,
exactly, and then cold on the inside, but you know, like a poorly cooked hamburger.
Wow.
Warm on the outside and cold on the inside.
We're literally comparing women to pieces of meat. Good.
All right. Marilyn Monroe is like a poorly cooked hamburger.
According to Alfred Hitchcock. I'm putting myself in his place.
No, we understand.
He was a big foodie guy. Everything's food with him.
Are you calling him fat?
He's big boned. Well, that's but part of his whole thing was struggling with his weight his whole life. He found himself to be physically repulsive and was afraid of sex, had like an immature view of sex, and so he created these film fantasy women too that he could live this out with. He succeeded in the movies. He didn't succeed in real life.
Yeah, I read that he changed Tippi's name from Tippi Hedren to single quotes around Tippi, quote Tippi Hedren, because it gave her this aura of mystery and she seemed more ungettable to the public.
Yeah, they don't even know her real name. She's just a nickname to them.
Exactly.
It's interesting you mentioned how much you hate the blondes versus brunettes thing in the that like trope, and I am that a blonde and a brunette could get together to co-host a podcast is an inspiration. But
as a recent blonde, I can talk about what this experience means to me.
But it's something that there aren't usually in Hitchcock movies. There aren't two women, so like you don't get that. Like in Vertigo, there's a little bit of it between Kim Novak and Barbara Bel Geddes, but in like most of the other, or I guess in Psycho there is two very briefly because Pat Hitchcock. Alfred Hitchcock's daughter plays like the other woman who works with Janet Leigh, and Janet Leigh is blonde and Pat Hitchcock is brunette, but usually it's either a brunette or a blonde or women of the same hair color, or if I'm remembering correctly. And in Vertigo is the big one because she goes from dark-haired to blonde when she's being controlled. But I think it's almost one of those things where, you know what, maybe that developed as a theme into his movies. Like around the 50s, late 50s and into early 60s.
It might have.
I'm just talking about.
But it's a larger cultural thing.
In general.
You know, your Betty Veronica thing.
I was just gonna say Archie comics. I mean, Betty was sort of the girl next door, and Veronica was the.
Which is weird that
woman.
The blonde in Archie comics is the down to earth one, mm-hmm. and the dark haired girl is the like rich party girl. It's usually the other way around. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a sign of how poorly characterized women were for so long that it was like, well, there's two women in the story. We got to tell them apart. One's got dark hair, one's got light hair. That's fine, whatever. We did it. Okay, great.
I know, and their hair color basically drove their entire personality.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess in black and white movies, it would make even more sense because, you know.
I guess, but like people's faces look different.
I just want to be myself and I want you to love me for who I am. I just want to be myself and I want you to know I am my hair.
This is something that Hitchcock grasped, that I guess Edgar Allan Poe was the only person who grasped it as well, which is that a woman in peril, even to men or women, seems more vulnerable than a man in peril and more damageable. And so, like, maybe that's part of the reason why Rod Taylor doesn't get bit that much in The Birds, like a little bit. But like,
yeah, Tippi, who cares?
But Tippi Hedren gets bitten up a lot. Suzanne Pleshette gets destroyed by these birds, and like, it's just far worse than like the man you see whose eyes have been pecked out by the birds. Like, that's gross for a moment, but it's like, ugh. Well, anyway, whereas when you see the women attacked by these birds, like, it really is traumatic, you know, to the viewer.
It's traumatic, but it's also expected. I mean, women have been playing the role of the victim in horror movies, in suspense movies forever, and horror stories, not just movies. It does make it scarier, because it does show women as more vulnerable, but it's also the norm and the trope now.
That's true. It's not a shock.
It's not. I mean, not that it's necessarily a shock or something totally out of the ordinary to see a man being attacked in a horror story, but
it's women, always the man is usually attacked along the way, men, and the woman is the prize, basically.
Yeah. Men do violence to each other versus like women. Our default perception of women is that they're innocent. Like, we think of them as our mothers or, you know, our daughters or sisters. And, like, I don't know. We don't think of women as violent. And so violence being done to them seems more traumatizing.
It seems like the scale goes, in terms of, like, audience most upset, goes men, women, pregnant women, and then animals. And, like,
about children.
Children. I guess they go between pregnant women and animals, but
that,
like, you don't see
often,
you don't see as many movies where children are really hurt. Like, they
that
can be imperiled, but they don't get like cut up or something, you know. But like,
that is usually like crossing a big line. Like, but the problem a lot of people had. Wait, have you guys seen Looper?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Never? Don't tell me anything. But like, for instance, like, if you see a movie where like guys are just shooting each other, there's the movie Payback with Mel Gibson, and I remember seeing that in the theater. And guys are shooting each other, and everyone's like, ha, 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 that guy's dead now. And then a woman gets beat up, and the audience is like, that's not cool. And then a dog gets shot, and the audience turned against the movie. And it was like, it's okay to see guys get beat up. Women, it is not okay, but it's like, well, now we know we hate that villain, you know. But if anyone hurts a dog, then suddenly the movie is in trouble, you know.
That's
depending on the movie. It depends on how graphic it is, but... But in this one, like, a dog is protecting... And also, it was a dog being shot while protecting a woman, so...
I'm never seeing this movie.
I mean, it's not a very good movie. It's not worth seeing.
You can contact us at bonnieandmaud@gmail.com. Send us movie recommendations and what you thought of the episode.